Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online with the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Today is Thursday, July 18th, 2024, and here are the top stories making waves in the industry this week. In a noteworthy effort towards racial reconciliation and economic equity, Suncorp recently launched its third Reconciliation Action Plan, or RAP, which is set to run until 2026. The initiative will foster enhanced economic prospects for First Nations people by deepening previous commitments and venturing into new paths for equitable growth. A panel discussion at the launch, led by Stuart Bowman, the EGM of Customer Service, highlighted the numerous potential benefits of this initiative for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Meanwhile, CEO Steve Johnston reiterated the company's devotion to furthering reconciliation, stressing the progress made since the first RAP was incepted in 2016. Particularly, Suncorp plans to make tailored insurance solutions more accessible, thereby positively impacting race relations and economic equity for Indigenous Australians. In a landmark victory for homeowners, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, arbitrated in favor of a homeowner in a dispute concerning ground movement damage instigated by a leaking pipe. Despite different assessments from Hollard Insurance's plumber and engineer, AFCA saw merit in the homeowner's claim, dismissing allegations of long-term soil problems and emphasizing the recent renovations. This ruling indicates the significance of having an independent review body like the AFCA and serves as a reminder of the homeowner's rights in such disputes. Moving to the advancements front, QBE is incorporating innovative tactics in its claims handling processes learned from the 2022 Australian floods. The implemented enhancements aim to cut down delays, foster better two-way communication, and heighten risk management. One such innovation is a bespoke property health check program where experts will conduct in-depth evaluations of complicated residential claims. QBE's property head, Chad Vigar, emphasized the importance of greater disaster preparedness. Furthermore, the company developed simpler communication tools, including informational flyers, to break down insurance jargon for policyholders. In line with its commitment, QBE also trialed geospatial technology during Cyclone Jasper for efficient commercial claims processing. Lastly, with the Aussie dollar hitting its 67 US cents peak since January, Australian travelers have a lot to celebrate. The rise can seemingly be attributed to the possibility of rate cuts by the US Federal Reserve and the policies put forth by the Reserve Bank of Australia. With the Aussie dollar performing exceptionally well against the euro, yuan, NZ dollar, and the yen, overseas adventures for Australians are now more promising. MasterCard's David Mann noted a hike in expenditure, with Malika Sathi of Combank advocating for digital wallets over cash for expedience, security, and benefits. This wraps up the weekly insurance news. Keep connected with Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au for all your personal or business insurance needs. This is Paige Estrotori. Until next time, good day, everyone.